Jepson of the International Secret Police. Led by Tanura and her father, Chief Yeava, Speed, Barney, and a few porters make their way through the jungle to Ngolai, village of the chieftain who received messages from the octopus and sent them to Mr. Buchanan by Chief Yeava. Tanura tells the boys that this part of the jungle is called the Forest of the Dead and is supposedly haunted. So far as they can see, however, it is haunted only by ants. That is, until Barney spots what he believes to be a dead log, which, unexpectedly, is free of the pests. Just as he is about to sit down on it for a rest, Tanura cries out a warning, and the log turns out to be an enormous boa constrictor. We now find the boys trying to subdue the giant snake.
You got him, Quick, you got him!
No, stay back yet. We'll be sure he real dead.
Snake did all right, Papa. He had meal not long ago. That is how Bwana Donna is still alive. Snake's no moving after he eats.
Yeah. What a country. What a country.
Well, what's the matter, Barney? Did that boa constrictor give you a scare?
Now, how would you feel if you almost sat down on a snake, Speed? Any snake, much less one the size of a tree.
Yeah, well, let that be a lesson to you, Barney. And don't sit down in the jungle again. After all, we want to reach Ngolai before evening, you know. If you sit down at every turn, we'll never get there.
If I sit on anything like that again, Clint, I'll run all the way to Ngolai. Break my own trail.
We have not so far to go now.
Swell.
And snake make good present for Chief of Ngolai.
Present? You mean he'd want that snake?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, Bwana Gibson. Boa constrictor steaks, good to eat.
Eat? That thing? No.
You don't like?
I'll say I don't like.
Maybe you like fried ends of monkey tails or monkey sausage better, no?
Yeah, that would... Huh? Hey, are you trying to make a monkey out of me, Tanura?
We better get started before she really does, Bonnie.
Chief Yeava, do you really want that boa constrictor to take to the other chief as a gift?
Good thought, Clint Barlow. You have gift for him, too?
Well, we brought some perfumed soap along and a few other things that we were told the Swahilis would like.
Good, this low tribe Swahili, they like. But now I give orders to some boys to bring snake. Meantime, we go on.
Good.
Hasa! Hasa Noga!
I lead way. Follow me.
There are those bells again. Maybe they scare away the evil spirits, but they sure don't have any effect on snakes. I'll swear to that.
Oh, forget the snake, Barney. If we're near Ngolai, we better start thinking about what we might find there.
Do you think we'll find the octopus, Clint?
No, Speed, but we might find a clue to his whereabouts if we keep our eyes and ears open. He must have a hideout somewhere near here.
If this chief of Ngolai is in cahoots with the octopus gang, we'll have to be darn careful, Clint. They might cut our throats during the night.
Yeah, I've thought of that. One of us will have to keep watch, Barney. We'll take turns sleeping so that one will always be awake.
Yeah, can't take any chances on being rubbed out at this stage of the game.
Chief Yeava, what is this other chief's name?
Yengai.
And you say he cannot speak English nor understand it?
No. That why he tell me take messages to Buchanan.
Papa not know Yengai much. Only see him at big tribal meetings.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Clint, the trees seem to be thinning out. I think we're getting out of the forest all right.
Yes, we are almost on edge of clearing which hold Ngolai.
What's the drum mean?
The village is being told of our coming. Guards have seen us.
Well, how do they know? We haven't seen any guards.
They have watched us ever since one of Barlow shot boa constrictor, maybe.
Gosh, if they'd wanted to do away with us, they sure would have had it easy.
No, Speed Gibson. That not way of jungle. Not Swahili way. If we kill, we kill in camp.
Oh, that's a nice thought.
We are now at edge of clearing. Behold, village of Ngolai.
What are the natives dancing for?
For us, Bwana Gibson. It is in your honor.
Oh, here comes Chief Miengai. Hasa Miengai!
There are sure a lot of guys in Africa. Mayengai and Golai.
No, quiet, quiet. One last word for all of you. Don't eat anything here in Ngolai.
Don't eat? But, Clint, I'm hungry already. And this is just the beginning.
Now, there are chocolate bars and other provisions in our pack speed. Don't touch anything the Ngai or his people offer you. It may be drugged.
I get it now. Okay, Clint.
You wait here now. I go talk to Mayengai.
Okay, Chief, but make it snappy.
Why did your father leave us, Tanura?
The ceremony of chieftains, Buonabalo. No one else must be within the length of a lion's spring when first they meet. After ceremony of greeting, then Papa will present you to Chief Miangai.
Oh, I see. Does this ceremony take long?
No. He will also explain your business to Chief Miangai.
Clint, is Yayava going to tell that fella just why we're here?
No, he's telling him quite another story, Speed. That we are scientists and have come to the Congo to study the various native tribes in their natural habitat.
That Miangai guy looks pretty tough to me. Do you think he'll believe that tale, Clint?
Bonnie, we've got to get in Ngolai somehow. And whether Miengai believes we're scientists or just pretends to believe it, he'll have to invite us to stay or risk offending Yeava.
It's sure going to be tough to ask questions of Miengai if he can't talk English.
Well, that'll be up to Yeava and Tanura to act as interpreter, Speed. And I hope we get a chance to talk to Miengai soon. I'm tired of this waiting.
And I'm tired of standing. But I'm afraid to sit down until I'm in Miengai's house. I think it'll be safe to sit there unless he keeps boa constrictors for pets. Clint, we've been in the council room of Chief Miangai for 3 hours, and we still haven't learned anything worthwhile.
Yeah, it's dark outside already.
Chief Yayava, will you again tell Miangai that there have been rumors of one known as the octopus in the Congo? Since we're scientists, supposedly studying native tribes, it would be quite natural for us to ask of such a one.
Oh, yes, Clint Bartle. Miangai, Kaganda was a junga octopus.
Octopus? Magai na talaka buda. Mariga dagai.
Asa. He do not know word, octopus.
You figure the octopus might have called himself something else down here?
Yeah, there's that chance, Bonnie. Then again, Miengai might be lying.
I do not trust him, Buonabalo. His eyes are evil.
That's darn funny that we haven't been able to get any information out of him, Tanura. Particularly with your father acting as interpreter.
Ah, Sajunga.
What did he say, Chief Yayava?
He say, maybe you mean man who gave him message to take to John Buchanan. This man wore black mask.
Black mask? That is the octopus.
Yes, Yava. Ask him where he can tell us where this man came from.
Ampeno, meaning a one.
Wanaka Ngulai. Ngulai.
Asawunga?
Ngulai.
No. Man in mask always come here to village of Ngulai.
Has the chief seen him lately?
In him, Mayukit?
Arigana,
anya. Asa Mayukit?
Ata, ata.
Kasara?
Ata sinigarongar Miangai saga. Sinya.
Chief Miangai have been away to visit another tribe. He not know if octopus come here lately, but he ask wise men they know. He ask them and tell you tomorrow.
Well, I guess we'll have to be patient then. Boys, I think we're on the trail all right. Almost seems too good to be true.
Yeah, I don't exactly trust this guy, Clint.
Neither do I, Bonnie. But right now, he's our only hope. We'll have to stay in Ngolai a while just on the chance that he is telling the truth. We may learn something really important.
What'll we do now, then?
Can we go to our huts, Chief Yayava?
Yes, council is finished.
All right, come on then, boys. We'll fix up a bite to eat and then turn in. I don't know how you fellas feel, but I'm plenty tired.
Ooh, me too. Let's go, then. I'm sleepy as the dick.
Well, what have you to report, Miangai?
Wana octopus. Barlow another make much talk before me. They not know I can talk or hear American.
Good. Good, Miangai, good. Where are they now?
Asleep in certain huts I choose. Very tired.
Then go ahead as I ordered. Have your tribesmen kill them while they sleep.
I have planned more good.
Huh? What do you mean?
My runner come in at sunset. Tell me cannibal ants are on march. Ngulai is right in their path. We all leave tonight. Ants will reach here 3 hours before dawn.
The cannibal ants? You mean they will destroy the secret police?
They destroy anything human in their path.
Ah, how do you plan to make secret police helpless so that they cannot escape the cannibal ants?
Strange weed grows in Congo swamp. Weed of sleep. We crush leaves and someone breathes them. They go to sleep fast. Even if they do wake up, they're not able to move.
You mean the fumes of this weed of sleep paralyzes their muscles?
Yes.
Good, good. Do this immediately, Mienga.
Yes. First, I hide shortwave set and start boys out with my possessions. Then guards put secret police into deep sleep. And then me and my people all leave village to police and ants.
Excellent, Mian Guy. Excellent.
Well,
Gosh, Barney sure snoring.
It makes me more sleepy just to hear him.
What was that funny smell?
Kind of sweetish. It's making me awful sleepy.
But I mustn't sleep. This is my watch. Gotta keep awake.
Jungle's awful quiet for being in the night. Wonder why.
Gosh, I can't keep my eyes open.
What's the matter, Lucky? God, what's making that smell? It's getting stronger.
Hey, there's something moving in the hut. A native. Hey, what are you doing here?
Cliff! Barney! Wake up! Help! Help!
You never wake up in time.
Thank you.